Hello?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Judith Hood?
This is Judith Hood.
Thank you very much. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I would say the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavine area is again?
Nope, that's clear.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
74.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And if that's the case, do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any another race not listed here?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Would you describe it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavine. The first one is more dining and entertainment options.
I would say 3.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
3.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
2.
Better public transportation options?
4.
Better street and road maintenance?
3.
More good paying jobs.
5.
More affordable housing options to buy or rent.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed for looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavine?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavine?
Probably just the right amount.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Lavine. The first one is, would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Lavine?
Yes.
And would that be a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Lavine?
No.
Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Lavine?
No.
Would you like to see more dollar stores or discount chains in Lavine?
No.
Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Lavine?
Yes.
And is that yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you very much. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most to see? What types of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lviv?
I don't know. That's hard. Because we don't have to go too far for about everything. Let's see. What do I go the farthest to?
But if you were to go to Lviv and then you would need something from there.
I would say like more like clothing stores, like that kind of retail.
Okay. Anything else or we're good?
No, that's all I could think of.
Okay, thank you very much. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Lviv? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Say fairly big.
Fairly big?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lviv? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say moderate.
Thank you very much. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lviv. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Lviv?
I would say no.
Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Lviv?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Lviv?
No.
Would you like to see more single family detached homes in Lviv?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you very much. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still have one more question, and then we're going to go to the statistical ones. So we're about to be finished.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lviv. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or support that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Yes.
And would that be somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
No.
And so would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly support.
Thank you. The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat favor?
Yeah, somewhat favor.
Okay. Don't worry. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No. Opposed.
Is that somewhat opposed, so strongly opposed?
I'll say somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And the last proposal for this section is to change the zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,001 to 75,000, 75,001 to 100,000, 100,001 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
More than.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Judith.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience as well.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.